One of the first rules is learn the difference between some of the terminology that gets used in both the paper and the subrogation interest liens or assignments that you will see. There's a difference between a subrogation and a reimbursement right, and we tend to gloss over that. Our Texas Supreme Court tends to gloss over that. The Fifth Court of Appeals in Louisiana, however, has pointed out in the Blue, Aldous, and Maloof $114 million verdict, and then the client, Mr. Hill, complained about having to pay an attorney fee. And so lawsuits ensued, and Sharla Aldous got her money but had to defend against a counterclaim from Mr. Hill. And so her carrier got brought in, and so her carrier then wanted money from her for its subrogation interest in having to pay out to defend, and then she got her money, and they wanted a chunk of it. Does that sound familiar? One personal injury, bodily injury claim, but the principle is the same. And Charlotte did not just drop thousands of dollars into their outstretched hand. So they sued her. And the Fifth Court said, you know, National Assurance, the plan that wanted money from Charlotte, you have a subrogation interest. You don't have a right of reimbursement in your contract. Subrogation interest means National Assurance, get off your national ass and go get it. It doesn't mean you get to turn to Charlotte and say, thank you for doing all this work for me for free. Hand it over. And so scrutinize the plans and see, is there a subrogation interest? Is there a right of reimbursement? Is there a lien, a statutory lien, a contractual lien? Words matter. Hopefully by now, since it's 5 years old, you're familiar with Civil Practice and Remedies Code, Chapter 140. It is going to form the basis for a lot of what we talk about, because in 2013, effective January 1, 2014, if you have a plan that is regulatable by the state, you know, we have a Texas Department of Insurance, TDI regulates insurance, so the state can regulate insurance, including subrogation provisions, including insurance that is governed by ERISA. So a lot of people turn to me and say, Judy, I've got this ERISA plan. That means I have to give it all up to them, right? Well, no, let's differentiate between an insured ERISA plan and a self-funded ERISA plan. And I'll touch on the distinction. Well, tell me if you think, oh, Judy, skip right over. I've got a good handle on that. Okay, not a single hand. If you are an insured plan, then even if it's through your employer, even if the employer collects premiums, they are shipping premium dollars off to Blue Cross Blue Shield. And if this half of the room is working for an employer that pays premiums to Blue Cross Blue Shield, and one of you gets run over and hurt real bad, Blue Cross is spending Blue Cross's money to pay your medical bills. Y'all all work for Walmart, I'm sorry to say. And your employer gathers all the money that would be shipped off as a premium and says, hark, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to put it in a big pool that the plan sponsored by the employer will own. And I'm going to hire Blue Cross to come in and manage our money. And if one of you gets run over and hurt real bad, the pool of money gathered by the employer is spending its money, even if Blue Cross is managing it as a third-party administrator. Self-funded plans are not insurance. We use the term loosely without differentiating. They're not insurance. They are not regulated by the Texas Department of Insurance. So, sorry. The paper does give you some tips for how to try to deal with that. But all of y'all who are shipping off premium dollars to Blue Cross, even through your ERISA-sponsored plan, Chapter 140 regulates it. So let's talk briefly about what it does. Oh, and I mentioned self-funded. The state of Texas self-funds a lot of its insurance, a lot of its employee welfare benefit plans that are not insurance. And it may hire Blue Cross to help administer the self-funded governmental plan, but governmental plans are never regulated by ERISA. They are, however, regulated by Chapter 140. So Chapter 140 will apply and protect the recoveries.